Hey guys, welcome to our podcast, Heist and Slice, a true crime podcast where one week we talk about a heist and the next we talk about a slice. I'm Shelby.
And I'm Nora.
And this week is a slice.
It's a slice.
It's a slice.
Technically, it's not a slice. So there's murder, but it's not like slasher murder. Anyway, we're going to talk about the Branch Davidians. It's Davidians because of David. The Branch Davidians are one of several groups that continued the work of Victor Hoffet, which ranged between 1885 and 1955. He was a Bulgarian immigrant. He was a Seventh-day Adventist, I hope I'm saying that right, layman, and set the path for Shepherd's Rod in 1929. Having been rebuffed from the Adventist leader Hoffet and his original followers moved near Waco in 1935. He began preparing for the imminent return of Jesus. They complained that the Adventist had abandoned this for worldly pursuits.
Okay.
So I'm not going to go into the religious details. Just like I'm going to touch base on it, but I'm not going to go into too much because we could spend all day on religion. We're not going to do that.
Okay.
The followers lived a simple life and avoided most commercial forms of entertainment. Their community became self-sustained and their word spread fast. Hoffet died in 1955. Florence, his wife, continued his attempts to discern the signs of the end of times. Also, their compound is called Mount Carmel.
Caramel.
You say caramel. No, I say caramel. You say caramel, probably. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Florence makes a concrete date for the end of the end of times for April 22nd, 1959. Beginning in March of 1959, hundreds of believers gathered at the Texas Center. When the Messiah did not come in April, this led to the splintering of the movement. And in 1962, Florence announced that she was done and sold Mount Carmel, which was the name of the compound. Okay. One of the groups that was against Florence's leadership was ran by Ben Rodin.
What a name.
R-O-D-E-N, not Rodent, but Rodin. Who had stated that the Davidians needed to get off the old broad and move to the living branch, meaning that they needed to get rid of Florence, basically. Rodin gained control of Mount Carmel and established the General Association of Davidians Seventh-day Adventist. It's a mouthful.
So we have somebody else making a different...
This is Rodin, yeah. Okay. Splintered away from Florence because Florence sold the compound. He called his members to a purer life. In return, that Christ would return soon after the members reached the correct state of moral maturity.
Okay.
Basically, get off of Florence because she made a huge mistake by giving such a concrete date for the rapture. So basically he's taking what she was doing but making it a broader statement so that people would follow him. In 1978, Rodin died, splitting the church once more.
So now there's three factions.
There's all kinds of fractions. So before, when I'm talking about, technically, there was three fractions of this church anyway. This is actually where the Jehovah Witness comes from.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot to this, but I just want to talk about this one thing that happened. I'm not talking about the religious aspect of it.
Okay.
So followers split the allegiance between Lois, Rodin's wife, and his son, George Rodin. Lois found an ally in Vernon Howell. Vernon was also her sexual partner.
Whoa.
Yes. Lois died and George took over the congregation.
Scandal.
But Vernon was more charismatic. Vernon was less charismatic than Howell. So according to PBS.org, in late 1987, Howell came to Mount Carmel with seven male followers armed with 400 rounds of ammunition and many different types of guns. During a shootout, Rodin was shot in the chest and in hands.
Oof.
He and his followers went to trial for the murder. The seven were acquitted, and a mistrial was awarded to Howell. Howell told the jury that they went to Mount Carmel for evidence of abuse of a corpse by Roden, and shots were aimed at a tree. So he said that they were aiming at a tree, but ended up shooting Roden instead.
Oh, dang.
Yes.
That was the leader, wasn't it?
Yes, so George Roden was who had taken over Mount Carmel, but Howell wanted it for himself, basically.
Oh, so Howell came in with the 7 months.
Right.
Oh, okay.
After the verdict, Howell asked prosecutors to Mount Carmel to partake in an ice cream social.
Another little ice cream can't fix, boys!
Right. After getting control of Mount Carmel, Howell's first thing he did was change his name to David Koresh.
Now, is this the lover?
This is okay, the lover. He's like very charismatic, a lot like Jim Jones.
So the husband wasn't charismatic.
No, he died. He died anyway. The son's dead. The mother's dead. So the Rodens are dead now. And now we have
the lover,
David Howell, who is now. I'm sorry. We have Vernon Howell, who is now David Koresh. He's changed his name. That's the first thing he did. This name suggests that he was a spiritual heir of the biblical King David. The people of Mount Carmel viewed him as the Messiah, as a Messiah-like figure, I'm sorry, but not to be confused with the Messiah, Jesus himself.
Okay.
David exercised his new authority by taking on several spiritual wives. In 1989, he stated that he was the perfect mate for all members and confided in the Davidans that he had intentions to create a new lineage of children that he truly believed would rule the world one day.
Cocky.
Yeah. So not only did he take on several wives, quote unquote wives, but he's also going to impregnate them now.
And they say women need the birth control.
Right. So, David's interpretation of the Bible rested largely on identifying himself with the Lamb mentioned in Revelation 5. He suggested he was the in-between between the Lamb and Jesus. So basically in this Revelation 5, the Lamb is who is supposed to lose the 7 seals. And so he is interpreting Revelation 5 too. So if he's the in-between, he's basically stating, I know what the 7 seals are. You need to listen to me. So he's bringing on fear into his followers because who knows what the 7 seals are because nobody does.
Gotcha.
So, the 7 seals are supposed to bring on the end of times, which he thought was inevitable. Like, it's inevitable, it's coming. This gave him a lot of power over his congregation because he was able to state what he thought the 7 seals were. And these people are like, oh, shit. He knows his shit. We're going to follow him. I lost my place. Here we go. Because of David's wives being just teens, being mostly teens.
Sweet Jesus.
Yes. The community was also accused of child abuse by a former member who was trying to get custody of his daughter back. The trial began in 1992, and because of the accusations, red flags went up everywhere.
Well, yeah.
So, I messed my notes up, so I have to go back and forth. Yes. David was considered not the most stable man. And in 1993, the government came to the compound due to some speculations being floated around over Mount Carmel of sexual abuse to children, and that David was an extremist. So, they go in. David was surrounded by extremists that had no connection to the outside world. So, at this point, it's a cult.
Well, yeah, it sounded like right. A cult in the beginning.
They were becoming a threat to the people around them. And so, the FBI began a siege on Mount Carmel. The siege lasted 51 days. from February 28th to April 19th of 1993. It started when ATF caught wind of the compound stockpiling guns. The siege consisted of FBI, U.S. military, and Texas State Police. This ended in a firefight killing 4 agents and 6 Davidans.
Damn.
After the 51 days, the FBI made the first move, throwing in tear gas, resulting in a fire. 76 people, including women, children, and David Koresh, losing their lives.
How many?
76 people.
Shit.
There were even... they were a dangerous cult, but... Well, they speculated they were a dangerous cult. But people really shouldn't have lost their lives because they really didn't know what they were doing. Agents didn't know what they were doing. They just had speculations. So this actually brought a lot of media
attention,
and a lot of there was an interviewer. I can't remember his name, but you can look. I can show it to you, but it's on YouTube. There was an What am I looking for?
Reporter.
Thank you. That actually went to the compound and was like confronting the FBI, saying like, you all had no right to do this. Like, they were just practicing their religious beliefs. Like, you all killed children and women and for no reason. At the time of his death, Koresh was preparing his 7 seals for publication. In 1999, the U.S. government admitted that the federal agents had fired flammable material into the compound prior to the massive fire. But in 2000, the U.S. government was absolved of any wrongdoings. So, they technically got away with it. What? I mean, I don't...
Government.
Right. I don't really... I mean, I really guess... I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, we don't really know what they were doing. Like, were they just practicing their religious beliefs? Are they really hurting anybody? I mean, yeah, that there was some sketchy stuff going down, and yeah, he probably should have went to jail for child abuse. But, and rape. But anyway, there were just over 25 people left of the group after this happened. A handful actually went to trial for the death of the agents that had died, the 6 agents that had died.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But they were actually only sentenced to jail time for the actions involved during their time in the cult. So they didn't really go to, they were never trialed for the deaths. They just went to jail for their actions. One website that I saw, one was like cult, something about, it's illegal to be in a cult, basically.
Is it? I'm gonna Google it.
I don't think it's illegal to be in a cult, but I think that you have to, because of the religious, but I want to say, hold on. I don't remember. I'll have to look it up. That's wrong. That statement was wrong.
Yeah, cults are protected under the First Amendment of the United States.
But it was
States.
Like something, I can't remember. I know one of them went to jail over the, the abuse of minors. The sexual abuse of minors. I can't remember what all of it was. I didn't write it down. But by the late 1900s, by the late 1990s, the group had doubled in size and actually published Caress's findings and still practice to this day. So they still are a thing, this group is. But Mount Carmel did catch fire. Like, it was a massive fire.
Well, 76 people died.
76 people died.
Well, that's got to be a big fire.
Yeah. I'll have to look it up. I'll have to post it, like, what they went to jail for. It just said a handful of them, too. So it didn't even give, like, a roundabout number of how many went to jail. This wasn't, like, the Jim Jones story where they killed themselves. Yeah. Anyway, that's the story of David Koresh and the Davidans.
Okay.
No comment.
I don't know if I completely understand it all because, you know, the religious aspect of it.
Oh, I cut it out. I didn't want to do it.
I get the idea of a cult.
Okay, so basically this cult believed that David Koresh was basically a descendant of King David in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And David Koresh told his followers that he was the in-between the Lamb and Jesus himself. And the Lamb in Revelations 5:2 is what breaks the seals, which begins the rapture, the return of Jesus.
I'm not a religious person, so I don't know nothing about
that. So, if he's the in-between, then he knows what the seven seals are. Therefore, we're like following you, kind of. Therefore, we're following you because you know, and I don't want to, I want to go to heaven. So, he put them all in this place, Mount Carmel, took them away from everything, and basically brainwashed them. So, I guess that that's probably why they felt like he was dangerous, and that they were stockpiling guns. I don't know. I don't really get the whole point of why they murdered, why the government was so malicious with this group, but they were.
Apparently. 76 people.
Women, children, and Koresh himself.
Shorty fireboating on the dance floor.
Oh, no. Going to hell.
I'm already going to hell.
Anyway.
Well, we're a day late and a dollar short, but we did it.
My kid was sick, y'all. Sorry.
He was. He had a fever of 100.
0.7. It's the highest I got. Yeah. There's a lot of information about this. There's movies about it and everything. People should check it out.
What's the movies called?
One's called The Davidins. And then there's another one, I think. It's called The Branch Davidins. It's actually on Netflix.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch it.
You don't want to watch it?
No. Why? Do you want to watch it?
I love watching documentaries on stuff. And movies on stuff.
I mean, I like documentaries. For the longest time, I thought they were called documentaries.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I was like anyway, 25, living in Georgia.
If you all want to look this up, it's called the Waco Massacre. Massacre.
Oh, I'm going to say something really dumb. But is this what the dude on Tiger King was talking about? Like, it's going to be like Waco up in here?
Yep. It sure is.
So this is the Waco incident.
Incident. Sure.
Okay. I thought that was about something else.
Of course, we were a year old when this happened, so.
Oh.
I wasn't even a year old. Yeah.
Okay. I got you now. I'm with you. I didn't know
that was because of Tiger King?
I didn't know that was. I thought that was something else. Like, they was trying to go in and take their guns or something.
Well, they were, essentially.
I didn't realize it was a cult.
Yeah, it's a cult.
Tiger King. Tiger King should be a cult.
Tiger King was a cult.
I remember my sister saying, if you want to watch something that has mullets, threesomes, and tigers, you should watch the Tiger King.
That's what she said to me, and I watched Tiger King.
Our vet watched it. He's like, that's not the kind of threesome I thought it was. But it was a threesome.
Yeah.
Good to know the Tiger King can get two people to love him at the same time, and I can't even get one to look at me.
Same. And on that note, this is Heist and Slice. We do have handles. Mm-hmm. Heistandslice@gmail.com is our...
Yeah, if you want to send us requests, it's... That fucking kid. It's been empty forever. No one ever sends me anything.
Let's see. What's our Instagram is Heist and Slice Podcast.
Yep.
And then Facebook is Heist and Slice.
Yep.
Same way spelled here.
Which I don't think anyone ever looks at.
I don't think anybody's going to listen to these anymore because we are terrible at
getting
them up. And
we've lost our game. We're stuck at doing the research now.
We do. And you know what? It's been a long year.
It's been a long life.
You're not even 30 yet.
I know, but I like how Bo Burnham had a mental breakdown and made money off of it. And, like, when I have a mental breakdown, they're just like, take 2 weeks off work. come back later.
Well, at least you don't work where I work, and they're like, you can have it at your desk.
No.
But you better still answer that telephone call.
No.
Okay. Anyway. Have a good night, day, wherever you are.
Bye.